the Journey Fever. The Fever Finger. My friend, Pastor, my friend, excuse me, our co-host Melvin Williams with Melvin on the other side over here. Just want to come and say, this is another album that you have on, not this particular song though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I just did a live CD the other night at my church.
You got a new CD coming out?
Oh, yes. And what we did, we went all the way back. I did Hold My Mule.
Uh-oh, no, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I did this song, Jesus, I Love to Call Your Name.
Yeah.
I did a song with Joe McGunn. Oh, wait, I did Sweeping Through the City with Joe.
Oh, okay.
We just went all the way back.
Oh, getting all the good ones.
That's
all
right. We went all the way back. It is the vintage Shirley Caesar.
The vintage after Shirley Caesar. Don't you like that?
I wonder what's wrong with this audience. What? Come on, I know y'all know this. I don't know about y'all, but I like this song. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm. Can I sing it tonight, y'all? Party. I've had my fair party, but I'm still here. Trouble, I've seen myself trouble, but I'm still here.
I'm still here.
Can anybody here know what I'm thinking about tonight? Oh, oh, oh. Tuesday, I've taken my upset Tuesday, but I'm still here. Oh, yes. Loneliness. I've had myself of loneliness, but I'm still here. Listen.
Through it all, I made it through another day's journey. God kept me here.
Can I get a witness in here tonight, girl?
Yeah, yeah,
I made it through. I made it through.
Another day's journey.
Oh, yeah.
God kept me here.
Now, I know somebody here at the Hard Rock can relate to this tonight.
Oh, oh.
Lied on. Many times I've been lied on.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But I'm still here. Anybody in here ever been lied on?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. I had to bear so many burdens, but I'm still here. Yes. Oh, something. I've had my share of nothing else, but I'm still here. Damn now, disappointment. I had so many disappointments, but I'm still here. Through it all, I made it
through.
Come on, let's go ahead and have tonight and don't feel like
that. Oh, me here.
I just see somebody that feel like I feel. Yeah,
I made it.
Oh, oh,
oh.
Thank you, Lord.
God kept me here.
So I'm never tell you what it was that brought us all here to the Hard Rock tonight.
Yeah.
It's by the grace of God that I'm still here today. Yeah. We're always there. No matter what came my way, I've been a present help in my time of need.
He was standing
right there just to see about me.
Oh,
I made it through.
Oh,
yes, I did. Oh,
God kept me here.
One more time, let me see those hands. Can you believe I'm feeling right now tonight?
God, come on.
Go with me. Yes, ma'am, let's go. I can't see now.
Never let go of his hand. I'm still holding on to God's hand. I've been through many trials and tribulations, but he's always been there for me. Never forsake me. He'll never desert me.
Yes, Lord.
So I hold on to him
in
the midst of every storm. Father, we just thank you. We just praise you. We just glorify your name. We just honor you right now. God, is hard right now, but we are making it. We are making it.
Mm-hmm.
Times are difficult. We are without heat.
Yes.
It's cold, and we have no light. Electric is going to be off. It says 4 days. I tell you, but God is good. We are not complaining. God, we are just saying you are good. You are good. Hallelujah. Father, we just ask now that as you've already saturated the atmosphere, and Lord, you have sterilized the atmosphere so that your word can go forth with power and with authority. We ask, God, that you allow your servants to come on in this morning and break bread from heaven. Like Fred Hammer says, bread that came down from heaven. Let them break the bread today, oh God, with power and with authority in the spirit, oh God. And Father, we be careful, oh God, as you anoint them from the crown of the head to the sole of the feet to deliver this message, oh God. You have given them so much, God, and we are hungry and we are thirsty, Lord. And you said you will fill us.
Lord.
So Father, without any further ado, we bring them forth to the microphones to come up, stand up, and release your word. In Jesus' holy name. Come on in, Bishop. Come on in, Apostle. And let the Lord use you. I'm going to be driving. I got to go out. My phone's, the computer, everything is low, so I got to get in the car so I can put them on charge.
Okay. What was that, Apostle?
I said I got to go, and I'm going to go to the supply house to pick up some stuff, but I got to go anywhere because we don't have any electricity. We're not going to get electricity back till Saturday, so... and it's cold over. It's cold over here right now. I mean, I had to stick real close to my baby last night. I'm telling you, last night, if I never got close to her, I was close to her last night. I was close to her last night. I'm telling you. I am telling you, boy. And we both were warm. It's warm by yourself, you're cold, but two together, you know. Warm by yourself, you're cold, but two together, they'll make each other warm. So I'm going to go now. I'm going to get in the car and put these things on charge so I can charge you up. And I'm going to buy something so we can buy some kind of equipment today that we can have heat in this house. It's cold, Apostle. I'm telling you something. You can see your breath is cold.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank God you got somebody to hold on to.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I ain't complaining. I tell you, I ain't complaining. I have my heater right next to me last night. Yes, Lord.
Okay. Let me get in this car.
Okay. You can go on. Go on ahead. You can go.
Okay. Okay, honey, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Apostle, watch your thing.
We're here.
Send you a Apostle Calendar
in Boston.
In Boston.
Boston.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
Boston.
I'm sorry.
I can't hear nothing.
You can go ahead, Apostle. You can go ahead. I'm going to put my phone on mute.
You've been staunting Massachusetts.
Hallelujah. Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Good day to everyone. Praise the Lord. Glory to your holy name.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Apostle Jefferson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Listeners on Block Talk Radio, Apostle Captain. Block Talk Radio French.
Yes, Lord.
I am Bishop James. My wife is Apostle Linda with the Washingtons.
Amen.
I'm going to just read that the scripture that we started with on yesterday, and that would be from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, at verse 31, and it says, "But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not get weary. They will walk."
Praise God.
Hey, Apostle.
Thank you, Bishop.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We appreciate you, Lord. We appreciate all of you on the line. To our overseer, which is our main overseer, which is Christ, given
honor.
He is the main one. Amen. He is the one.
Yes,
he
is Lord.
Our overseer, overseeing all of the churches that abide in him.
Yes,
amen. Only the churches that abide
in him.
He will oversee and he will keep us going, and we will be able to see where we're going. Amen. Because we have the light of the world. He is the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. Hallelujah. For the light shining away to keep us on the right path. Glory be to God. And so I'm grateful for our overseer, Live Talk Radio overseer. We're talking about Apostle Calendar. Man of God, we give you honor.
Yes, Lord.
For all that you are.
Yes.
You are in Christ. Amen. For what you do for the kingdom, we are honoring our Apostle Millie Jefferson today.
Yes.
And for how faithful she is. But nobody is more faithful than God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Ain't nobody faithful than God.
God. Amen. But she is so and such a humble woman, and that's what I admire so much about her.
Thank you, Jesus.
Always her friends and always there for her family. She's truly a servant. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus has taught us to be a servant. Glory to God. And, of course, we have our Deacon Frazier, who's always the first one on the line, very dedicated to the kingdom of God, passionate about praying, passionate about the word. Amen. And we really appreciate our Deacon Frazier. I call him our Deacon Frazier.
Yes,
on the line. Amen. Our spiritual son. On the line. And we're thankful for our Lula, who will be coming back to give us another word. She gave a word last week. Hallelujah. The Lord allowed her to come. And we're praying for God to bring her back again soon in the name of Jesus. Another woman that makes us laugh so much. She and we laugh so much. She'll just keep us cracking up. If you have to bust out of your stitches, because she will keep you laughing. She's very witty, and she's a very anointed woman of God.
Amen.
Both of her very busy, another servant of God. I'm just honoring my friends. Amen. Glory be to God. And we thank God for Mother Grant, always going out, taking care of the hungry, taking care
of
the hungry. Hallelujah. She's always going out. She's a great missionary. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Missionary like no other that I know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. She goes out. She cooks the food. She goes out. She serves the food. Just giving you some more about our people. Glory
Yes.
That's what God's people do. We feed people. We help the poor people. We help the children to go to school. Glory be to God. pastors in India. We have pastors in Africa. Glory
be to God. Yes, Lord Jesus.
For all of them and all of the pastors and the evangelists and the ministers that come to Blog Talk, Andara, Evangelist Andara, another dedicated, passionate servant, very passionate about the word of God. Love
Amen.
And she love people.
Yes.
To the kingdom and ministers on Blog Talk and in the church that she attends. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Bishop. Oh, I keep saying Bishop. She's one of my favorite preachers as well. Darlene. Darlene Campbell. I admire her too. She's a very anointed woman of God. And
yes, Lord.
About the word of God. So we thank God for them, and we thank God for everybody that comes to Blog Talk. Sister Anna is on the line every day. Glory.
Yes, Lord.
Thank God for her. She's thankful to come and listen to the word of God. Amen.
Glory. Amen.
And I know that from time to time she does sow into the kingdom, sow into Blog Talk, and we're grateful for all of those who give. Give to Blog Talk. Give. You're not giving to us. You're giving to the church of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah, when you give up your time, when you come and you preach and you teach or whatever you're doing, you're giving it up for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Yep.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Christ, you're going to keep us on the top. We're going to be on top and going higher. Amen.
Yes,
amen. Amen.
Does when we're passionate about his word. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
About Jesus, loving on him, and being dedicated to what he has called us all to do. Glory to
yes, God. Yes, yes.
God, for all of the people that come to
share.
Yes, Lord. Whatever it is you're doing, we truly do appreciate it. Amen. And
amen.
All of us, because I know that's how we all feel. Glory be to God, because we're all filled with the Holy Spirit on this line. Glory
yes, Lord. Yes.
Up to teach and to preach. We're preaching the word of God. Hallelujah. We're not preaching what we think. We're preaching the word of God and what the Holy Spirit will give us to expound on. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The message is going to go forth, hallelujah, because Jesus is on the line. Jesus is on the main line, hallelujah, and he is with us always.
Amen.
He hears the faithful. Glory to God. I believe with a that the people are faithful. Amen. But nobody
amen.
Than our God. Amen, amen. Move on. Let me give you the time.
Yes, Lord.
Yahweh will take you higher before, but we got to stay with him. Amen. Fell in the secret place of the Most High God. Amen. Dr. Jesus, I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord. He said
yes.
Mercy is going to follow him.
Mm-hmm.
All of his life, because he is going to dwell in the house of the Lord. And so
yes,
that's
yes, yes.
To dwell,
yes.
Just like Psalm 91 tells us, we need to dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. When we're under the shadow of his wings, we're under that safety net. Amen. We're safe in God. And everything that we're doing, God has already gone before us. He already
yes.
knows what to do. And he's gone before us. Pastor James, Bishop, please read this verse again. Hallelujah. Well, never mind if you got away from it. But anyway,
yeah,
we just read. Let's go to the next one then, because he read that one. But I just, this scripture is so powerful. When it tells us that we can soar like the eagle.
Yeah.
And that's
yes.
powerful, because the eagle is a very, very powerful bird. Amen. He can
Amen.
And any other bird. Amen. Mm-hmm. And he has excellent ways about how he hunts, how he mates, all of those things. We touched yesterday on how he mates. He's going to mate with the one that's the strongest male. She's going to mate with the strongest male eagle. And we talked about that yesterday. She wants that excellent one. So what she does is she grabs that twig. She gets a twig and she flies high.
A branch.
Oh, that's
branch.
Right. It's not a twig. Yeah. It's a branch. You know, this is the animal channel man.
Yeah.
Anyway, she grabs that branch and she goes up. Hallelujah. And remember, we are the vine and God is the branches. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And God. There's nothing that God falls short on. He is excellent. He's powerful. And that in everything that he says he'll do, he does it. So we have that blessed assurance. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Branches, she flies very high into the sky, and she drops that branch. And when she drops that branch, the strongest eagle is going to catch it.
Amen.
And one that she is going to use. Her to be her mate, and normally they keep the same mate.
They know normally.
Yeah, they
you
keep
never
the same.
You never saw an eagle in divorce court. No, they mate for life.
They don't get divorced.
No, they mate for life.
Amen. So we must be two eagles then. I'm high like the eagle, because we sure will not get no divorce. Glory be to God. God say. We can't divorce,
mm-hmm.
and we can't divorce God. We can't leave God.
Not with all that
amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we're going to go to another scripture. We're going to go to Isaiah 55:11.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this scripture. Glory be to God. So let's go there, Bishop.
Hallelujah.
55:11, please.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Isaiah 55:11. 11, and this is coming from the New Living Translation. The Word of God reads, "It is the same with my word. I send it out, and it always produces fruit.
Amen.
It will accomplish all I want, and it will prosper everywhere I send it."
Amen. It'll accomplish all. And God said, if we seek first the kingdom of God, and all of his righteousness, that is God's righteousness, hallelujah, all other things will be added unto us. So it coincides with that scripture.
Yes.
God gives us his blessed assurance that
yes.
we have everything that we need, not short of anything.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, hallelujah. He keeps every one of his promises. We talked yesterday about the scripture that says that God's word is settled in heaven.
Yes.
It
Baba.
Has been settled. It's been going to change. You know, whenever you get a settlement, that settlement is set in court.
Yes, right.
That's what you're going to get. Whether
yes,
you like
right.
it, that's what that settlement is. It's
mm-hmm.
going to change. Amen. Glory be to God. And God is never going to change. He's going to remain the same. His word
yes,
is.
Yes.
He's going to be with us always, not forsaking us or leaving us. He is with us. You know, one thing about God, people say, I know God's going to protect me. Isaiah, the book of Isaiah says that God is going to be our safety place. He
yes.
will give us security and safety.
Yes, Lord.
And safe yes. habitation. That's
Amen.
What he said that. But he keeps us safe. Where whatever we're going through, he's going to keep us while we're going through. You see,
Amen.
Because we weren't going to go through. Some people...
Mm.
through anything. They feel like, I got God now, and he's going to protect me from everything. He's going to protect you while you're going through the thing.
Amen.
He's not giving us any exemption from challenges. Exemption. We're not going to get the immunity. We're not going to be in a house that we're in God's safe house where the enemy can't harm us.
Hallelujah.
While we're going through. Amen. That's
Amen.
What we'll say, I don't need to serve your God because y'all always going through something. You still get broke and all of this, you know, getting divorced, many Christians divorced and all that. What is your God doing? What is your God doing? Protecting us through it all. That's what he's if we
Amen.
We're going to be protected. Amen.
Amen.
World that's going to destroy us. Psalm 91 says that no evil will befall us, but he
that's
didn't
right. say
be no evil because the evil one is lurking out there in the world. He's
all right now. and he's looking for those he may devour, only may devour, which means that he can't do it unless you let him. Unless you allow him, he's not going to devour you. God allows you some things, but he won't devour you. He'll allow you some things, but he can't destroy you. That's Amen.
Amen. Now.
Hallelujah. To Psalms
37 and 8,
we got to put our trust under the shadow of God's wings. Amen.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we just touched on it a little bit. People would say, well, what is the place under the shadow of God's wings? Y'all say y'all could fly high and go into new dimensions and I'm blessed beyond measure. You know, I'm highly favored of the Lord, but you're sick. I'm highly favored of the Lord, but you're going through. I'm highly favored of the Lord, but you ain't got no money.
All right now.
You're going through, though, because when you come through, that thing that you're going through, God is going to bless you.
Amen.
You know, the Bible says weeping endures for a night, but joy is going to come in the morning. It's only a night season. It's only for a time that God wants us to go through. And why does he does that? So we can grow. You can't grow and learn without a test. If you're in school, you're going to have a test. If you're in college, you're going to have a test. Hallelujah.
If
you don't read and if we don't study, we're not going to pass the test.
Not going to pass the test.
Material. You've got to read the material. My daughter sits here for hours reading. One night she had 20 chapters to read.
Mm-mm-mm.
20 chapters to read. But if she want that master, she got to read it. If
That's
she
right.
If she want to get She got to read, she got to study, and do every assignment. So when God gives us an assignment, we got to do it. And we're going to go through.
That's
we
right.
got to put the work in.
Mm-hmm.
She's putting the work in. Others are putting the work in. Apostle Calendar, putting the work in.
Amen.
High Bishop, putting the work in. You got to put the work in and be a servant of the Lord. Put your apron on and start serving. Amen. Put your spiritual.
Amen.
I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Put on Jesus. Glory be to God. Well, there is a place under the shadow of God's wings.
Yes,
Lord. What place is that? Because you sure don't look like you in that place. Or you don't know it because I'm in the spirit. God got me protected in the spirit. God got me in a place where I'm soaring high over this. I might be laying flat on my back, but I tell you what, in the spirit, I'm soaring high. I'm not on this bed. Hallelujah. I'm soaring high in the spirit under the shadow of God's wings. So you see, that's the place that he has for us. I love that song, There's a Place for Us.
Yes.
Somewhere a place for us. You know where that is? Under the shadow of the Most High God.
Hallelujah.
Us here in this earth that God keeps us protected, and there is a place for us in heaven that he is preparing for us.
That's right.
Amen. So we got a place here, and we got a place there, even though this is not our home. We are not citizens of the world, of the United States, actually. We're citizens of heaven. Amen. Because that's our home. You know, when the person leaves this earth and say, we're having their homecoming service. Amen. And it's supposed to be a joyous occasion because that person is going home with Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
Home is. Hallelujah. It's not here in the earth, but God gives us a place to be in the shadow of his dwelling. Amen. Well, thank
God.
And he has reserved it for those who celebrate him. Mm-hmm. Do you know how to celebrate Jesus?
Yes.
We're going to praise Jesus. Mm-hmm. We're going to worship you, Jesus. We're going to give you the honor you deserve, Jesus. Hallelujah, mm-hmm. Because I know who I am and who I am. I belong to the Most High God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
God before me, who can be against me?
Mm.
So when things happen and people come against you, that's what y'all to be saying. Hallelujah. I got the Most High God. Glory be to God. And it's all right because God is laughing at you right now. The Bible says he laughs at the enemy. Why?
Yes.
Already defeated the enemy. And we can say, Lord, I thank you. that you are for me.
Yes,
no matter what, no matter what you're going through, God is there for you. Amen?
Amen.
Right there in the storm, right there in the battle, because the battle is not ours. It's the Lord. It's the Lord. That he said, this is not your battle. Don't try to fight it. Don't try to fight the devil. Just fight the good fight of faith. Have faith in God, which pleases him, according to Hebrews chapter 6. It says, when we have faith in God, it pleases God. Hallelujah. Yes. But when we're pleasing God, God is going to put a smile on our face. God is giving us that joy unspeakable. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Have that fullness of joy that we talked about last week. Glory be to God. The fullness of God in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So he's excellent. God is excellent and perfect in all his ways. We thank God for his loving kindness. Hallelujah. Every day he's kind. Glory be to God. God is passionate about us. Hallelujah. He loves us like no other can. The Bible says he loves us with an everlasting love. Don't you forget it. Glory be to God. No matter what, God loves. And he loves you enough to chastise. He loves you enough to trial and present so that we can learn, hallelujah, so that we can grow in the word, hallelujah. And so we learn that I can depend on God. Oh, look what God did. God made a way out. God made a way for me. Way maker. Glory be to God. If your back is against the wall, my God, no matter what puts your back against the wall, guess who's there to give you a way of escape?
Yes, Lord.
God, Jesus Christ, the one who comes to rescue you, no matter where you are in the world and what you're doing. So it's a special place to be. Knowing his protection, knowing his care, amen? We're dwelling. I have to talk about the secret place because the only way we can soar is when we got the wind of God beneath our wings. When we got the wind of God to help us soar, to catapult us wherever it is we need to be. Glory be to God. He has reservations for us. Hallelujah. That are in earth. And all we need to do is keep walking in the word, talking the word, keep doing the word.
I'll get y'all back.
All right. Lily will come back. Glory be to God.
Yes,
she
yes,
has
yes.
to work today. Glory be to God. Helping her family, a servant. Hallelujah. So if we want to be near to God's heart, then we have to put our trust in him. Amen. Glory be to God. It reads, Psalm 91, let's just read it the way it says. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And he will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield, isn't that beautiful, and your buckler. And you shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, destruction, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Amen. It shall not come near you. Glory be to God. That's what God said. So when we read this, we see that God has that secret place for his own. Hallelujah. It's a place to live in. We dwell. A dwelling place is a place where you live. Those who dwell there are going to abide under the shadow of the mighty, Almighty, knowing that he cares for us. Hallelujah. In Psalm 90, Moses speaks of God as the dwelling place of his people. Hallelujah. The opening lines of Psalm 91 seems to give us that same frame, that same idea. Hallelujah. It takes the same idea, but brings it a little further. Moses spoke of God as the dwelling place, the habitation, the home of man. Mm-hmm. He is our home. When I pray for the homeless, I always say to God, God, keep them in your secret place. God, shelter them. Mm-hmm. Be their shelter, God, so no harm, so the weather won't harm them. My God, the hunger won't harm them. God, that I pray that God will feed them and that God will keep them while they're out there and that ultimately he'll give them a place to go in. Hallelujah, because there's so many places that we can build that are abandoned, you know, for the homeless, and we can make places for the homeless, and that's what we endeavor to do as a church, amen, to make a place for the poor people, to mm-hmm. make a place where they'll be loved and cared for, make places for them, amen, because it's sad there's so many people homeless, and those numbers are growing.
Yeah.
They are growing all over the United States and in other parts of the world. People don't have a place to live. People don't have enough food. People are being murdered on the streets. There's so much heinous crime in the earth. So we need the Lord. I need thee, oh God. Hallelujah. Because without you, we are not safe. Amen. Glory be to God. So Moses spoke of that dwelling place, the habitation, the home of man. Hallelujah. And we got to accept it as that's what it is. Because people feel like, well, if God is protecting me, why did this happen? Why did I have that accident? Why did I end up in the hospital? All of this stuff. He still protected you. You're still breathing. He brought you through so you know it was nobody but God. When my brother was in an accident, the police told him, the car was totally total, and they told him no way he was supposed to live through that. You know what? He was in a secret place. Uh-huh. God kept him from being destroyed more than one time. Glory be to God, and we won't get into that. But he came out unharmed. They took him to the hospital just to check him out. He had a few bruises and a few scratches, but no broken bones, and he lived. And he's living today to give that testimony. Glory be to God. So many times God brings us through, and we just have to say, thank you, Lord. And no matter what I'm going through, Jesus is telling you today, I'll be there for you. I'll be there when you need me. I'll be there even when you don't need me. When you feel like you don't need me and everything is going swell, I'm still there. I'm there through the joy. I'm there through the pain. I'm there through the sunshine, and I'm there through the rain. Amen. I am with you always. That's what God is saying today. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. There are many followers of Jesus Christ, but many of them don't know about dwelling in the secret place of the Most High because they're trusting in themselves. They're not trusting in God. And when something happens, they fall apart. They fall apart and maybe even start questioning God, like, why did this happen to me? Well, why not? Jesus Christ suffered on the cross, and he said, you got to take up your cross and follow me. So why not? You're supposed to take up your cross. And what is the cross? The cross is a place of suffering. Amen. Glory be to God. Suffering, and it's also a place where you are showing your obedience to God, because Jesus was obeying his Father when he went to the cross. Amen. He went to that cross and he did the job. He did what he had to do and he suffered. Amen. I love to talk about how our Jesus brought us out of a place that we were going to die in. That place was the world. That place was the world that will destroy your life. Sin will destroy your life. It's no place to be living in sin. Let's live in the house of the Most High God. Amen. It's the dwelling place. It's the secret place. And it's completely secure. Hallelujah. So his shadow, we abide under his shadow. And many seem to look at this as only a thing, like something that's mysterious, and it's not really real. It's called the supernatural. Hallelujah. It's called living in the spirit. glory be to God, which is what most people don't know about. We're supposed to live in the Spirit. Hallelujah. We're supposed to talk like a Christian and walk like a Christian. Hallelujah. Living in the Spirit. Hallelujah. So David, if he wrote this psalm, they don't really know who wrote the psalm, really. They're thinking that maybe Moses wrote that psalm. They don't really know if it was David or Moses, but most theologians believe that it was Moses because it comes right after Psalm 90. And so much of Psalm 90 is indicated in Psalm 91. So that's why they're thinking most likely, but it doesn't matter who wrote it. It was written under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, amen? And we know that God wrote it because he is the Holy Spirit. He just used the people that were anointed to write it, amen, anointed by him to write. Glory be to God. So David was a warrior, a man that was acquainted with all of the things that could happen to you in life. He experienced it all. It's true that the life of the Spirit comes more easily for some than for others. But there is a place, the secret place of the Most High, that is for everyone who puts his trust in God. Amen. Hallelujah. Every child of God looks toward that inner place, that sanctuary, to be in the mercy seat. Hallelujah. To know about the mercy seat. Hallelujah. So yet all do not dwell in the Most High God. They run to it at times and enjoy it at certain times, but they do not remain there, like make it a habit to reside in this place. Hallelujah. In the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. So the shadow of the Almighty, this is what implies being near him, that nearness to him. We must walk very close to him. He is our companion. We can look at him as our companion because we are the bride of Christ. He's the bridegroom. The Bible tells us that. He's the bridegroom and we are the bride, his church. And so we got to walk with him. He's our companion. If we would have his shadow fall on us, hallelujah, we can know that everything is working out. The shadow of God is upon me. Amen. I'm under there. I'm covered by it. No paper. No. James, she got paper. But let me put y'all on hold. Amen. Isaiah chapter 32. Wait. Let me see if I got it. Hallelujah. That's okay. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 32 tells us we're under the shadow of the rock. Solomon chapter 2, verse 3 tells us that we're under the shadow of the tree. Psalm 63 and 7 tells us that we're under the shadow of his wings. Isaiah tells us, hallelujah, I'm not going to go to all these scriptures to save time. I'm just telling you where it is. The shadow of his hand, Isaiah chapter 49, verse 2. Psalm 91. These first two verses of Psalm 91 use four wonderful titles of the names for God. Most High, El Elyon, Elyon, Almighty Shaddai, the Lord Yahweh, my God, Elohai, hallelujah. He is my refuge and my fortress, amen. That's what all of those names are there, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for our Most High God. He is our refuge and my fortress. The one who lives intimately with God knows how great he is and knows how well he protects us. I know. I can preach this with absolute certainty. Yes. Hallelujah. Because I know I've experienced over and over again I know I'm protected by the Most High God. I know I'm taken care of by him because he supplies all of my needs according to his riches and glory. He really does. I really know that. Hallelujah. And he's given that blessed assurance for everybody. We're talking about soaring high. We're talking about Yahweh will take you higher than you ever been before because you will experience the supernatural abundance of the Most High God. You will truly know what it means to be blessed and highly favored. You will experience the favor of God. You will experience the fact that his favor surrounds you as a shield. That's one of my favorite verses because I know it to be true. And the more you learn about God, the deeper you get into him.
Yeah.
Amen. How deep is your love for Jesus today? Hallelujah. Are you going deep into the word? Hallelujah. The deeper you go, the more you appreciate the Lord God Almighty because you will see his hand at work. He's going to show you what he's working with. Hallelujah. He's not just telling us in his word. If you follow him wholeheartedly, love him the way you're supposed to love him, he's going to prove himself to you. Amen. It says he's my refuge. Have you ever said, oh, Lord, you are my refuge. Oh, Lord, you are my strength. Oh, Lord, you are my hiding place. Have you ever did that? Have you ever knew that you are able to flee? Hallelujah. The enemy is going to flee from you because we're not going to give him an open door. Hallelujah. He's going to flee because what we do, we speak the word of God.
Yeah.
We say, God is my hiding place. Amen. I'm hidden in the rock of all ages. Glory be to God. That's how you flee in the spirit. Hallelujah. You're fleeing from all things that could harm you. Have you felt that? I know I'm sheltered in him. I'm sheltered from the storm. I'm sheltered from that, from the very things that could harm me, from the pestilence by night, from man and the devil. But you got to say it. You got to say it. I'm in the shelter of the Most High God. Hallelujah. No matter what I'm going through, he's there for you. No matter what you're going through. Do not only think it, but say it.
Hallelujah.
Say it. Say the word. That's how we give God that reverence. That's how we let him know, I trust you, Lord. I trust you, my God. In you, I trust. We have that close relationship with God and all the benefits that come from it. We have those benefits daily, he said. He loads us up with benefits. We start out the day with new mercy.
Yeah.
Amen. The Bible says he gives us new mercy every morning. Amen. Hallelujah. And that it dwells forever. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It dwells forever. We never have to think whether it's there or not. Hallelujah. We never have to doubt God and say, oh, God, I don't know. I don't know about today. Yes, I do know. I know that God is with me. I know that he's doing everything every day that he said he would do. Glory be to God. Yes, I do know.
Yes.
I don't know about tomorrow. One thing I do know about tomorrow is God is in my tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I may not know what's going to happen, but I know my tomorrow is in him, and he's leading me to my tomorrow. I'm not going into my tomorrows by myself. I'm not living in the present by myself. I'm living under the shadow of the Most High God. I truly do trust him. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. As a believer receives his protection, we receive our comfort and our care. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. He's our helper. And we've been given that Holy Spirit through baptism. Glory be to God. So we have it all. Hallelujah. It's in you. It's in you. The greatest is in you, greater than anything, greater than anybody, greater than any trouble. Oh, my God. God is all, and he's more. He's your all in all, and he's more than any trouble that you can have,
huh.
More than any storm.
Yes, Lord.
So when we increase, When we're soaring, we know we have increased. We're getting that increase from God. We're living in the supernatural, amen, in the supernatural realm. Glory be to God. It's a whole new realm. Hallelujah. And when you know you're there, when you know you're seated in heavenly places with the Lord Jesus, seated in heavenly places with God, that means you're high in the spirit, amen, because he's seated next to the Father. He's seated next to the Father, being your mediator, your intercessor, my God, your advocate. So if you do make a mistake, you have an advocate with the Father, and you can go to him and say, Lord, help me. I made a mistake. God, forgive me, and help me to keep your word hidden in my heart so I will not sin against thee. Like David said, keep me, God. Hallelujah. Keep me in the way, God. Keep me in your word, God. I need you. I can't live without you. I can't live a good life without you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So God knows all in all. People, many people claim that they know it all or act like they know it all. And they have so many doubts, even Christians in God. And they even boast of themselves. Hallelujah. There are those that are out there pretending to know God, and they don't. Because you see how they live their life, and they're just pretending. Hallelujah. These pretenders are of our culture today. And they always have suspicion. They have suspicious minds because they have not given their lives totally over to God. Hallelujah. Suspicious minds. Suspicious about everything. You know, you got some people that's always speaking negative. You say something positive, speak negative. You know, a lot of things we say about people is negative when we're having conversations. Like we know everything. Like we know everything that person is going through. Like we know why a person did something or why something is going on. Instead of speaking something positive and just pray for those people like the Lord would have us to do, pray for that person and stop speaking negative over people. Be an optimist and not a pessimist. A pessimist is aggravating because everything is negative. Everything you say positive, they're going to find something negative to say about it because they have that kind of spirit. Amen. That's just Vincent getting ready to leave. Hallelujah. So they'll cast suspicion on positive things. Amen. Glory be to God. But true believers speak out and we testify about the word of God. We testify about what God has given us. Ain't got no suspicion about that. Glory be to God. There's no question about that because I know God has brought me through so much. I know I can testify because I've been through. I know. So I'll have the courage. I know I got peace. I know I got the help of the Lord. I know I have everything I need because he is with me. I'm hidden in the secret place of the Most High God. But that doesn't make me exempt from things that happens in life. As I said, I want to reiterate that. It really does not. Amen? Because we're going to go through. Job went through. Moses went through. Joshua went through. They all went through. They all had some trouble. Hallelujah. Deborah had some trouble. Glory be to God. You know, Noah had a lot of trouble. Esther was called upon to fast for 3 days. She was called upon to help the people, to help the Jews that were about to be annihilated by an evil man. By Haman, because he was evil, and he hated, see you later, he hated, God bless and God keep you, he hated the people of God. He was jealous of the people of God. He was a competitor. He wanted to compete, and he didn't have the gift to compete, you know. But anyway, he didn't have what it takes. Number one, he didn't have God. He hated God. But anyway, we're not going to teach on that today. But Esther did what she did 3 days. And she said, if my parents got there, my uncle told her. Mordecai told her, now is your time to do this. Hallelujah. God has put you in this place for such a time as this. God had groomed her. She was being groomed. God put her there for that big reason. Hallelujah. And to do God. Go before the king. And don't we have to go before the king? We have to go before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so that's symbolic of us going before the king. And then we're fasting and we're praying and we're going before the king. And all we have strength through those prayers, through the Lord God Almighty.
Yes.
When we pray in the name So that's how you soar. You're soaring higher because you're going to the Most High God. You're soaring high like the eagle because that's where you go. God is the Most High. So when you're going to God for everything, you're soaring to another place. And God is going to take you higher and higher as we go in deeper, as we get deeper into the Word of God. She's all right. She's on the floor. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. When we say, my God, David said, Jesus is my shepherd. I know him. I'm personally involved with him. He's my companion. He's my love. He's my first love. He's the lover of my soul, my God. That's how you soar higher. He's made you above only and not beneath. Because he loves us that much. He keeps us soaring above the trouble. Amen. Above the ill talk. Above everything that people could throw at us. Every one of those darts that the enemy throws, they will not take root in us. They will not harm us because no weapon formed against us shall prosper. That's what he said. Hallelujah. And when they talk bad about you, when they curse you, whatever they're saying, cursing you out of their mouth, God said that every word will be condemned. We condemn it. We come against it. We send it back right back, let it boomerang right back to the enemy. Glory be to God. We send it back to the sender. Hallelujah. We send everything that's not like God. Everything that's coming at us to try to destroy us or harm us, we send it back to the sender. But there are some situations God will allow us to go through. Hallelujah. My God is who I believe in. John chapter 20, verse 28. When Dalton Thomas wanted proof that it was Jesus, when he rose from the dead and he went among the disciples before they became apostles, he put his hand in his side. Jesus told him, go ahead. Where he was pierced in his side, he saw that he was pierced in his side. He saw the holes in his feet and the holes in his hand. When Jesus held his hands out, I'm sure, and he looked down to his feet, and there was this pierce in his, the way he was piercing his side, this hole in his side. It was evident that Jesus was right there standing before them. And what did Thomas say? Thomas answered in John chapter 20, verse 28. He said to him, my Lord and my God. My Lord and my God, mine. You are mine. I know you to be mine. But he wanted to see. He wanted to see for himself. You know, and you look at this situation, you say, you know, when somebody rises from the dead, that could be a little spooky. You're like, wow. But that's God. Only God can raise somebody from the dead. And Jesus rose. Hallelujah. And was among his people. Hallelujah. And Thomas said, my Lord and my God. Hallelujah.
because he already knew him to be his Lord and his God. But he didn't believe he was coming back, really. Obviously, he didn't really believe that he was going to rise and come back. Amen, hallelujah. But at any rate, let's move on. In Ruth chapter 1, verse 16, we're talking about Ruth and Naomi. And Ruth didn't want to leave Naomi. Naomi was going back home after she lost her husband and her son, and she was going to go back to where she knew she could get some help, where her people was. Mm-hmm. Don't we know our people? We should have people we can go to. God will give you people for your life. God will take care of your situation. So she was telling Ruth, no, go back home to your people. I have nothing left, and I don't have another son for you to marry. I won't have another son for you to marry. Go back to your people. But she decided that Naomi is her people. You're my spiritual mother now. I've been with you. I've seen your demeanor. I've seen how you live. I want to go with you, she said, exactly. Entreat me not to leave you. Turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go. Hallelujah. Wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you live, I will live. Your people shall be my people and your God, my God. Amen. So why this happened? Because she watched this woman live. She watched her life, and she began to know God. She said, your God at that time, your God is going to be my God. Amen. Hallelujah. I know where I come from. They don't live like you. She came from Moab. Amen. They had their own gods. But she said, your God's going to be my God. I'm not going back to those gods. I'm going with you. I want to be with you because I love you. See, when people love you, they stay with you. No matter the trouble, you're going to know your friends when you're going through some trouble. You're going to know who's really with you. When the chips are down, you're going to know who's really with you. You're going to be able to put them to the test. You know how they say, anything you need, just give me a call. I'll be there for you. Put them to the test and call. Put them to the test and ask for something. You're going to know who your friends are. I'm telling you, you're going to know. And people of wisdom on this line know. Hallelujah. And most people are not for you. But one thing for sure, God is. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 14 says, my God, again, my God. We got to make it personal is what these verses are saying. Micaiah said, the Lord lives in whatever, 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 14. I don't know if I gave you that. Micaiah says, the Lord lives. Whatever the Lord says to me, that I will speak. Hallelujah. My God, see, whatever the Lord says to me, that I will speak. The Lord lives, he said. And whatever the Lord says to me, he knows whatever the Lord says to him is true. We got to know that we know. When we trust God, we know. We trust mm-hmm. him by faith. Amen? And he is going to give us the experiences that we need to trust him.
Yes, sir.
Because he's going to get you out. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's so many times. Here's another one. Matthew 27, verse 26. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? He cried out like we cry out, my God. He didn't say my Father. He said, my God. You are mine. My God, why have you forsaken me? He felt forsaken at that time. That was the humanness coming out. Hallelujah. That is how we feel. And Jesus has to feel everything we feel. You get into a bad situation and you might feel forsaken. But when you call on the Lord, you know he's your God. You know he's there with you. And what are you going to start doing? My God, I know you're with me. I know I'm going to come through. Amen. So he said, my God, my God. And that's what we do. We cry out to God. My God, help me. My God, deliver me. Oh, my God, forgive me. Oh, my God, I need you. Help me. Crying out to God, my shepherd, my Lord, my King. Amen. My deliverer. My recompense, my shield, my buckler, Jesus. My everything, that's what you are, God. Hallelujah. That's what I always say. Hallelujah. So God brings us into his protection and into his care. And we are going to finish up some of this at another time. Glory be to God. So celebrate Jesus and his excellency and thanking him for his loving kindness. Being in a secret place is a special place to be. Near to his heart, that's the secret place. He's carrying you in his heart. Hallelujah. And we are near to him, to his heart. We put our trust in him. We have that love relationship with God that leads to abundant provision, that leads us up and above all that we can go through. You're soaring higher, and God wants to take you higher than you've ever been before. That's what this sermon is about. But we got to trust him so he can take us higher. Amen. Glory be to God. We want that refreshment of God. Amen. We want to be able to fly away to a place in our spirit where we have the peace, we have the joy of God through the storm, through everything. We have the comfort, the abundant provision of God. We're going through, amen. And it's like the river of God, hallelujah. The river of God flowing in your life, hallelujah. The river of God that flows from heaven, glory be of God. That refreshing water, hallelujah. The bread of life that feeds us, glory be to God. We got that. We're still going to eat. We're still going to have what we need. And we're going to have revelation knowledge. When you get the revelation of Jesus Christ, my God, you're on your way. Get the revelation of who he is. Amen. And he's going to show you and show you and show you throughout your life. Get the revelation that he's able to do all things. That's the revelation. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Glory. He knows all things, can do all things. Hallelujah. Can be everywhere at the same time. He's all powerful. Those are the revelations we got to get deep down in our soul. Deep down, and every fiber of your being has to be filled with the knowledge of God. Glory be to God. When you get filled with his knowledge, you're going to soar high above, having those mountain experiences. Glory be to God. Also, in the place, in the secret place, there is mercy. Mercy and grace. We trust God. Trust knows that God is good. Where his people live at peace with him, where he surrounds them with goodness, hallelujah, with mercy, with grace. Okay, well, stay up here. Quit getting down. Come on, child. Go ahead. Now sit. Sit down. You better sit down. No treats if you don't. Amen. Glory to God. So here, we stay close by his side for the joy of being near him, protected and shadowed by the wings of God. We're safe. My God supplies all of our needs. His grace is sufficient for our needs. His grace is sufficient for my life. With him, there is nothing confusing. I'm not confused. Every matter of my life is done, taken care of by God. But we got to do some work. We got to work out our own salvation. We got to apply the words of God to our lives. If you want to soar, if you want to go higher, you got to get deep in the word of God. Hallelujah. Deep in the service unto him. Hallelujah. So what matters to those who dwell here is loving him back. You got to love him back because of his love. Seeing by faith that he's good. He's a good God. He says he is. He's pure. And he has so much love. His love is so great. His love is greater than your mama and your daddy, greater than your husband, greater than anybody that you're involved with or that say they love you. His love is greater than we can even imagine. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. So King David would sing songs. He made songs. He sang beautifully. And he played instruments. Most likely he played the cello. I got to look that up. But he played music as well. And when King Saul, he was such a confused man. He was so confused because he would not obey God. He was confused. And his spirit was vexed. And he would call David. He would call David to play songs for him, and then he wouldn't be vexed anymore. And David would sing and play those songs, but he didn't appreciate the man's gift. He just was using David so he could feel better because he hated him. He hated him because of the gifts that the Lord put in him and because he was a mighty warrior, a much better warrior than him, and he hated that. So because he hated that, he had jealousy, he hated David. But he would call David when he was vexed so David could sing and play songs. So David was accustomed to singing those songs, those praise songs unto God, those beautiful songs. He was accustomed to it because he would do that when he was alone with God. David would do that. Don't we have to do that? Praise God when we're alone with God. Hallelujah. Praise him. Sing songs unto him. Glory be to God. Spending that quality time. That's what David did. Hallelujah. And so when he would go before the king, all of that vexation would leave him. He would feel better. But he would go right back to it again. Why? Because he wasn't living under the shadow of the Most High God. He didn't have that ability to soar above, hallelujah, to go higher in God because he was not obeying God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God knows that we have to grow. And we have to grow in God. We have to grow and have the character, godly character. Hallelujah. There's no place for us to be lazy. We better not be lazy. We got to do the work. Amen.
Amen. Glory. All right. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. Now, this shelter that we're talking about, the shelter of the Most High God, hallelujah, this is not shelter from weakness. As I was alluding to before, this is not shelter from failure, from sorrow, from loss. This is not shelter from suffering and persecution. For Jesus promised tribulation, and tribulation is no light matter. It's no matter that you could take lightly. Like my mama used to say, don't take it. I don't take it lightly. You know, it's something to be considered and be very, very serious about. But those who are in this place won't face these things alone. And as I was saying earlier, a lot of people feel like I shouldn't have to go through all this. I'm sowing seed. I'm being faithful. I'm working in the church. I'm singing in the choir. I'm doing all of this. But listen to me. You can't pay God. We can't bribe God. We can't pay. There's no payment that will ever be enough for the presence of God.
We can't pay him to be with us. He's not our security guard that we pay. Oh, God, I need you to be with me today, and I'm going to sow this seed. It don't work like that. I'm going to sow a seed because I'm going to Africa, and I'm going on a mission trip, so I'm going to sow a big seed. Are you sowing seed all the time? Are you sowing your life all the time? Are you being obedient to God? Are you living for the Lord? Are you living on the Word, in the Word, for the Word, walking the Word? Because you can't bribe God, and you surely can't beat and give him. We cannot buy the grace of God. We can't bribe God at all. God don't play that game. God don't play games, period. Do his will, and he'll do what he said he'll do. Bottom line, flat out, hallelujah, glory to God. So many people don't want to do what it takes. They don't want to stay on the journey. They don't want to have a revelation. When they get a revelation, they still don't want to follow that revelation. So we have God in our lives, and we're close. He's close to our hearts, and we are to his after we get the revelation. Thank you, Jesus. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoicing leads us to this place. And if we want to be crowned with love and kindness, we got to get in that place, crowned with his love and kindness. Hallelujah. If we want to earn that crown in heaven, if we want to get that crown in heaven, it only comes by grace. By the grace of God, can't buy it. Can't sow enough seed to get it. No, because when we sow, we have to keep in mind we're sowing to God because we love him. We're sowing to God because we know our mandate. We know what the mandates of God is, and we want to follow those mandates. That's why we sow. Amen. Not to try to bribe God or buy God. It's not going to happen. Amen. Can't do it. Philippians 4, chapter 4 tells us, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. But rejoicing leads us to the place, leads us to the crowning glory, hallelujah, holds us there in that place where we need to be. Glory be to God. It's an excellent place, hallelujah, when God pours out his love, his kindness, his mercy, his grace, hallelujah, his benefit, hallelujah, Jesus. We have to have that love relationship. So we can soar high, be heart to heart with God. Our heart will beat for God. Amen. Glory be to God. So how, you say, well, how do we get this trust in God? How do we get this trust? I just was saying it. Put your hand in his hand and let him have your heart. So that's what he wants. He wants your whole heart, not a piece of it, not a piece of the whole heart. And when we got the whole heart, we're going to do what we need to do by people. We're going to do unto others as we will have them do unto us. Amen. And we're going to do unto God. As we want him to do unto us. Amen. Don't we want God to bless us? Well, we need to bless God with praise. We need to rejoice. And again, the scripture says rejoice. Rejoice in all that God is and watch him take you soaring. Watch him take you higher than you've ever gone before. That's what he'll do. Glory be to God. But we got to get that revelation of Jesus. If we seek this place under the shadow of God's wing, we will find ourselves on a life-changing journey. It's going to change. Your life is not going to remain the same. Like Apostle was saying yesterday, you're not going to want to smoke that stuff no more. You're not going to want to drink that no more. You're not going to want to go where we used to go. You're not going to hang with some of the people you used to hang with. My God, you're going to come clean. Amen. We're going to come clean, Deacon Frazier. Hallelujah. There'll be a change because of the loving kindness of God and when we give him our love. But there's more here.
for this journey also becomes a journey in the revelation. We got to get the revelation, more and more revelation of Jesus and his kind benefits for us. As he loads us up, hallelujah, he's going to load us up when we give him our load. Amen. God said, let me be your burden bearer. Today he's saying, let me be your burden bearer. I said in my word, I am your burden bearer. I am the one that's going to fight your battle. Let go and let me do it. Glory be to God. Surrender all to me, and I'll give you the all that I have for you. Hallelujah. Isn't that a fair bargain? That's a fair bargain to me. Glory be to God, because the world ain't fair. The devil's sure not fair. He's never going to be fair with anybody because he's a liar. He's a thief, and he's not going to be fair. All he want to do is steal, kill, and destroy. And God just want to bless us and give us life and life more abundantly. Hallelujah. We're about done here. So everybody has to hear the word. Learn of the Father. He said, every man, therefore, that have heard and have learned of the Father, come unto me. John chapter 6, verse 45. That's what he's saying. So when we come at last to the door to this place, we will find ourselves face to face, heart to heart with Jesus Christ. Don't you want to be heart to heart? Hallelujah. Don't you want to be like Esther and be bold and go before the throne of grace? Hallelujah. She had to be bold. She was trembling. She was scared, but she still went because God gave her the strength to go because he was not going to allow his people to be annihilated, and she was the one that he chose to use to go before this king, and that king already loved her. So when the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory, he loves us. And when we're heart to heart with God, he is going to give us what he promised. He's going to give us that help, give us that comfort, and keep the devil from destroying us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he's going to rebuke the devourer. He'll rebuke the devourer for you, the one that want to come and devour every good thing that you have. Every good thing that God has given, he want to take it away. My God. But he's going to give you all and all out without a shadow of a doubt. So we will say to him, my God, hallelujah. Thank you for being my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's what John said. That's what he said. He was heart to heart with Jesus Christ. That's why he took him on the island of Patmos. He took John to that island of Patmos. He gave him the book of Revelation. Amen. Why? Because John was soaring high. He was high above. Hallelujah. Soaring in the supernatural. Glory be to God. And that's something else, how he gave him that whole book of Revelation. Hallelujah. Why? Because he was with the Most High God, soaring high, heart to heart with Jesus Christ, his heart throbbing and beating for Jesus. Glory be to God. And he said, my Lord and my God. Hallelujah. David said the same thing, my shepherd. Hallelujah. My Lord. Glory be to God. Moses said it, you know, and I read some of that. Glory be to God. So, Father God, we celebrate you for your excellent loving kindness. Open the eyes of our heart to your goodness, oh God, so we can put all our trust in you. We can surrender all to you and then be under your shadow, sheltered in a place under your wings, because you are the wind beneath our wings, oh God. Hallelujah. You are the wind. The wind of God will take you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He'll move you to where you need to be. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. So just know for sure, we're about to close, for sure our God is there with you, always will be there with you. Hallelujah. No shadow of turning in God. Amen. There is no variance in God. He's the same, always will be the same. So let your heart beat for God, amen, as you dig deep into his word. Hallelujah. Get rooted, get grounded. Know that he is the vine. You are the branches, hallelujah. And on the branch there will be fruit. On the vine there's going to be fruit. It's going to be full of fruit, amen, that you can eat of and that somebody else can come and eat. Glory be to God, because you're going to be full of the Lord. Glory be to God, full in the joy of the Lord. You have the fullness of his joy in his presence. My God, we talked about that. And the peace that surpasses all understanding is going to guard your heart and guard your mind. Yes. You're never going to be alone, never. Even if you feel like that, don't pay attention to that. Just say, God, I know you're with me. It feels bad right now. It doesn't feel good right now. But hey, we got to go on what we know. We got to live in the spirit and say, okay, God, I know you're with me because you said you would be. I know you said you're my deliverer, and I know you're going to deliver me. Glory be to God. I know, God, I'm going to have these challenges, but, Lord God, I know I don't have to fight alone. I know, God, I just got to fight the good fight of faith, and I know, God, that you're fighting my battles. Glory be to God. I know, God, that if you be for me, who can be against me, Lord? Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. And this is how we're talking. And you can say, surely I know you deliver me from the snare of the fowler. That's what Psalm 91 says. We got to follow that. We got to believe that he's going to deliver you. You're going to soar higher. He's going to take you higher than you've ever been before to new dimensions in God as you get more and more revelation of God. And show God that, Lord God, I thank you that you're with me. I thank you that you know all things. I thank you that I have your divine guidance and your divine counsel. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. These are spiritual. This is a spiritual walk, not a natural walk. Everything is spiritual with God. He said, you've got to worship me in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. The ways of God is going to protect, care for his people, rescuing you from something that would trap you and harm you. So God's people will not be caught in the snare of the fowler, like a bird can get caught in a snare. A bird can get caught, hallelujah, be used in the snare of birds as the fowler snares birds. They trap them, they get them, and they eat them. Hallelujah. But we're not going to let the enemy eat up our blessings. Hallelujah. And rob us of our blessings. Amen. We're going to follow God at all costs. Amen. Hallelujah. And so I know we're going to come. Hallelujah. Again, we're not finished, but it's time to go now. Glory be to God. And we're going to get Bishop, hallelujah, to come and do the prayer of salvation. Thank you, God. And again, Father God, we celebrate you for your excellent love, your excellent, perfect way, God. We celebrate you. And I say again, open the eyes of our hearts to your goodness. Open the eyes of our hearts, oh God. We want to see you. We want to see you high and lifted up, standing in the light of your glory, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's a prayer. We want to see you high and lifted up, oh God, standing in the light of your glory. That means we want to see you in heaven, and we want to see you here, hallelujah. But we're going to see more when we get there. Glory be to God. Get there to glory land. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you for this word. Thank you for this time that we have, oh God. Let this time of teaching, of praise and worship, be blessed. Be blessed, oh God. Bless this time we've had together, Lord. And bless everyone who listened. Bless them to have this word resonate in their very soul. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah, Bishop. Bishop. Time for the prayer of salvation. Okay. Bishop James will do a prayer of salvation, and then we'll be through for the day.
To God be all the honor, glory, and praise. Hallelujah. Blessed is God. Blessed is his holy, matchless name. Now, Father, if there's anyone who has not received you as the Lord and Savior, now is the opportunity to do so. I urge each and every one of you, please accept Jesus as your Savior. There's no other way to the Father except through him. As Jesus says, I am the door, and the only way to the Father is through me. So you're not going to get to heaven unless you accept Jesus as your Savior and be saved by the blood of the Lamb. Now, in the book of Romans, beginning at chapter 10, beginning at verse 8 and verse 9, and it says, what does it say? It says, the word is in, it's near you. It's in your mouth, in your heart, even the word as we speak. The word is near you. It's in your mouth. You must speak it out loud. You must say, whichever way you want to phrase it, I know I've sinned and fallen short of your glory, Father. But I want to accept you as my Savior today. Give me this opportunity and take the opportunity that you are given and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. But really mean it. Really mean it in your heart. Hallelujah. And believe that Jesus died for our sins, that God raised him from the dead. If you say that shell confession, you are now saved. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. Now, you don't have to be of many words, but be positive when you do say this confession. And positively, don't go to repentance. As soon as you finish saying it, don't go back and do the things that you were doing, because now it's been voided. You have to keep yourself straight. The word of God says in the book of Acts, that Peter said unto them, and this is the multitude of people that he was baptizing, separate yourself from amongst them, apart from this perverse generation. Don't be a part of it. And we are a perverse generation here on earth. This is the perverse generation. But once you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're still going to be alive and on earth, but the meaning is an outward sign that you have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So do it to yourself. Now, you must go down into the liquid grave, which is a symbolic calling dying with sin for Christ and rising with Jesus Christ in all truth. And the word of God says, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of the Lord our God for the remission of sins. And all you have to do is make that small confession and repent. Your slate is clean. You don't have any sins on it or anything. Oh, gosh. Now, go on. If you don't have a Bible, please, I urge you to get one. There's several good Bibles. Get a Bible. Read the scriptures daily and ask the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you in all truth. And he will. Or if he doesn't tell you audibly, he'll send someone over. You see someone on the street, you ask them a question, maybe a Christian that you know, and said, what does this mean? And they'll gladly give you the correct answer. And it's, you just need the understanding. The wisdom and knowledge, but most of all, you need the understanding of the word. Now, I say welcome to the family of God. Anyone who is a prodigal son or daughter, I pray that you've rededicated your life to the Lord Jesus Christ at this time. And as I said, he's the only way. He is the door. He's called the door. It's the only way you can get to the Lord God Almighty is through Jesus. He has given all truth and power to Jesus alone. Hallelujah. The Father has. Now, tell someone about your baptism. Invite people to your baptism, whoever you might decide to invite. When you do,
Anyone who receives Jesus as their Lord and Savior, that blessing is going to be accounted to you, that soul that you spoke and asked to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So do that today. Welcome back, brothers and sisters, who have repented on this day and rededicated your life to Christ Jesus. Don't slip out again, brothers and sisters. Time's too fast, and people are killing each other, dying in accidents, dying on operating tables, dying from this horrific virus. You don't want to be caught without receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So, you know, ask the Holy Spirit to get you a date just as quickly as they may be baptizing people this week, Sunday coming, whatever. Ask. The only way you're going to find out, ask. And there may be someone who comes to your baptism who might stay right then and there. I want to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. So read them the salvation prayer, verse 9 of the book of Romans, chapter 10, at verse 9, and it just tells you what to do. Self-explanatory. So God bless each and every one of you. Welcome back home, brothers and sisters. Now, we know that there's a celebration going on in heaven right now for every soul who has received Jesus as the Lord and Savior. Glory to God. Now, congratulations. Follow the laws of the land. Wear your mask. Prevent other people from transmitting the disease to you. This COVID-19 virus and the Delta virus. The mask is the answer, along with any medications that they may recommend, but the mask is the key. Do not breathe on other people. Do not cough on other people. You know, to wear a mask and hope that no one coughs on you. You know, because everybody is vulnerable. Doesn't have a age group, or a race, or anybody that virus is killing any and everybody. And it's just a trick of the enemy to get you into his camp. So God bless each and every one of you. Have a blessed day. Be safe. And we love you. And we're looking forward to hearing from you. Even if you give comments today and you've made this confession, you may tell us if you care to. I'll let it. Apostle is back to you. Pastor Linda.
Back to Apostle Calendar. I know he's busy, but if he can't come to the line, we can just say that the line is open. Amen. The line is open and open for any comments. Anybody out there that would like to say anything about the world? Go right ahead. Mother Grant, are you there? So obviously, Mother Granny's not there, and it's quiet out there. So, Apostle Calendar, if you don't mind, we'll just go ahead and close the line. Nobody's saying anything. Deacon Frazier is probably busy. I don't hear him out there, so nobody's saying anything. So let's just go ahead and close the line. We thank God for what he has done today, his word, how it fills us, how it keeps us, how it gives us that crown, that loving kindness, hallelujah, how it gives us his grace and mercy, security, all of these things. We heard about all of that today, the safety that we have with him, the peace that we have with him, the comfort that we have with him, the counsel, the guidance. My God, we heard it all today, and we're going to hear more because we're coming back again. Glory be to God. So, Apostle, we're going to close the line if that's okay with you. This will be the closing.
Yes, I am with you, Apostle. I'm here with you. Thank you for the word. The word is so full. Hallelujah. You know, one of the things that really got me, I like that eagle thing. That eagle just take me to another place all the time. You know that the eagle is the only bird that can, he is the only bird that can kill a snake. Do you know that?
I didn't know that.
The eagle takes the rattlesnake, the cobra, he takes the cobra, the Mumbe, the Mumbe, the most wickedest snake. It takes them into the atmosphere. When they get above the atmosphere, up above the clouds, they can't do anything. You know, snake has no power when he leaves the ground. The eagle come down, take the snake off the ground, and take him up in the atmosphere above the clouds. The snake has no power. It's dangerous to the snake, and you can't do nothing to the eagle. He's out. He lost all his power. All his power.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I said, Lord, I was thinking about that. I was thinking about that as you were teaching. I said, my God, you know, the eagle is so powerful. That's why they call him the majestic bird.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you pull that in. That was so. You pull it in, putting the eagle into that. The message is so essential. Man, it was just so beautiful. But you know, I was in the home before getting some wood and stuff, 2x4. But I was still listening to the word. I said, my God, still hearing the word. You got to hear the word all the time. Because if you don't hear the word, your spirit gonna become dry.
That's right.
I don't know how people can go day without hearing the word or looking in the word. I don't know. I can't go day without the word. I can't go day without the word. Hallelujah.
Thank
so thank you so much. And then Bishop comes on and does such a profound message the way he does that. And the Lord gives him something new, something different every day to add to the prayer salvation. You know, nobody in the world, I don't care who they are, nobody does the prayer like my bishop. Nobody. Nobody.
That's true.
I care who they are. I can put it right there on the paper. Not even me. Don't do it like him. I'm telling you. Bishop gets something from the Lord every day. New. Something
yes,
new.
Does.
Just listen. If you doubt me, record him. I mean, I record him. He's recorded. But listen to him every day. Every day he adds something new from the Lord to the prayer of salvation just to get your mind moving. Get you thinking, get you aware of what God really deserves for each one to be saved. Hallelujah. So thank you again, Apostle. I am on my way to the customer house. I just called her, and she's calling the tenant because I want to drop this stuff off the truck. I got to go tomorrow morning and pick up the boiler from the supply house, so I got to have my truck clear. I can't have nothing in my truck. She's calling me now. So I'll talk back to you later. The line is open.
Okay. Well, it's quiet out there. Anybody out there that want to make a comment on this wonderful word of God? Hallelujah. And how great. God is just so great. He's so wonderful. And I am thoroughly enjoying doing this. Glory be to God. Because I also am learning. I also am being taught by the Lord as I teach, as my husband teaching and all of the nuggets that he bring in. He is being taught by the Lord. He is being given revelation from God. And that's what happens. You know, when you begin to talk about God, when you begin to reveal some things that God has done for you and begin to just talk about him, talk about his greatness and his goodness, he'll give you some stuff. He'll give you some revelation. He'll give you something new to say. Amen. Glory be to God. He'll give you what you need. All the time, whether you're teaching, preaching, riding your bicycle, you know, at the gym, wherever you are, if you just start praising God and you got God on your mind is stayed on God, he'll keep you in perfect peace and he'll give you something that you didn't hear before. He'll give you something that you never knew. Amen? That's what's soaring in the Lord is. That's what going higher is. Just like he did with John. Gave him the whole book of Revelation. Amen. John was hearing God in the spirit. Amen. John was not there. He was hearing God in the spirit. And that's what we have to do here. We want God to talk to us. And we'll hear him in the spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so, I just thoroughly enjoyed myself today. Once again, I was fed by the Holy Spirit. I mean, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and dessert for me. Glory be to God. I'm full. Hallelujah. Full because God got us there. He's the one that gives us all we need. And so we're going to close the line. I'm going to go get some things done. And I want to say one. And thank you all for listening. I know people did come on, and I know Deacon Frazier was on earlier. I heard him. But
he's still on, Bishop, but he's working. We thank you so much for your faithfulness, woman of God. I just want to tell you. Let me go in here, come back out. I want to thank you that I thank you for your faithfulness. And the Lord, I thank you for allowing God to use you all the time. And it's nothing like allowing the Lord to use you. When you become submitted, like our bishop said, and committed, you know. And I like to say, because so many people are submitted, but they're not committed, you know. They're not committed.
Mm-hmm.
And God will bless you. That's why the Lord will answer you when you call. And he always show you great and mighty things because you are submitted and you're committed. You know, that's what it's all about. It's all about that. A lot of people want to submit, but they don't want to commit. I tell you, they want to submit, but they don't want to commit. You know.
My God.
I thank God for Apostle Clay. She got the sore fix, and she don't have a perfumigate her house, but, you know, the house, I guess she said it's smelling much better now. I said, praise God. I told her, better you than me to stay in that house in the night with all that bad smell from everybody's sore, you know. Not just her sore, but everybody's sore. You know, in the apartment building, you smell everybody's sore, you know. So, but she said the place is smelling better now. I got a really strong desire for us to. I don't know what day it's going to be for us to make some plans to go and visit with Apostle Jefferson and Lula, Evangelist Lula. You know, in that city. You know, the Lord is putting that on my heart. You know, for us to do that.
And hopefully,
we can probably get a place to have a service, you know.
Okay.
And, see what the Lord says. I tell you, Apostle, this fasting that we have been doing, and this happened to me back in Louisiana, and the same thing is happening to me again. You know, that every time I think about it, that tears come to my eyes. You know, that he just makes me weep. Not a crying boo-hoo stuff, but I just, when I talk about the word and when I hear the word, I have to fight to control myself, you know. Even in the store, listening to you preach that word, and the word was so good. Man, I was looking for something. I couldn't remember what I was looking for. God, I was lost in the word. And I was just standing there like it was days, and some person happened to say, "You okay?" I said, "Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine. So, Lord, I just was in a place, you know, when you get yourself committed and submitted to God, he'll put you in a place that when you hear him, it will do something to you. And I experienced that I experienced it now in this fasting and praying and seeking him. But I thank you so much. I thank you so much. And God honor your labor. Apostle Jefferson, God honor your labor. God honor your labor. Honor your labor. Let her know what God does. God honor her labor. A lot of people want to be in this stuff, but you know, it's more than just being saying you're a preacher. You got to be totally submitted and totally committed. This is what this thing is all about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just going behind the microphone and saying, "Well, I'm preaching Sunday. Sunday is my day to preach. I'm preaching Saturday. Saturday is my day to preach." It's not about that. It's about committed to God's word, being committed to God's word. Don't care what happens, you know.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
When Nancy comes home, I want you to check. Apostle, when Nancy get home from her work, actually working today, I want you to check your phone. I want you to check your phone. Okay, I want you to check your phone. You know, I love you and Pastor and Bishop so much. I love you and Bishop so much. Nobody can come between you and I, Bishop, I tell you. And many people will try.
I love you guys
so much. And what you and Bishop do for the kingdom, what you and Bishop do for the kingdom is so much.
You make
God's people please. Because when I can go here and work and I can go and take care, I can take care of God's people. You're helping me.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Because you're helping me to do what God called me to do. God would honor you. God would bless you.
You're helping one to another. And thank you so much for helping to another.
The word that he given to you right now, and Bishop, is amazing.
My God, thank you, Jesus. My God, because we're in that season. Amen. God is taking us higher. Amen. We're always going higher in God, but this is a season, Apostle. Oh, my God, this season, God's going to take us higher than we've ever before. And that is just a prophetic message. It really, really is. And God for it. Hallelujah. And thank God for it. Pray for us. I know you're praying for us. We have to get the right sales agent to look for these buildings, for the building. We need the right one. Amen. And I have several in mind. I want the right one and to help us in this endeavor. So we're going to get it because when I heard a certain number, it brought me to 22, and 22 is this year coming up. So it's definitely prophetic, you know, as I heard it. And I also heard a 31 today. So, but that number 19, that number that I heard, it brought me straight to 22. Amen. And that's where we're headed in 22. But before 22, it's going to all be settled. Amen. Settled.
Amen. In the name of Jesus. I stand in agreement with you. I stand in agreement with you with that. I really do believe that.
Amen.
Well, you can go ahead and pray and close out, and we will see you tomorrow. Apostle Claire is going to bring the word tomorrow, and I'll talk to you all later. Okay? God bless you. God bless you, brother Deacon.
God bless you, brother Deacon. We'll see you later. I didn't get to talk to you yet, but I'll talk to you later. I was so tired yesterday, and I had to get to the word. I didn't get my nap like I normally, and I was just tired. So, but I will talk to you later, not right now, because I do need a nap. So I will talk to you after a while. And Minister Jefferson was going to do tomorrow, but that's okay because she's with her family. She's with her family. She's got to take care of the children. And so I'll let her know that Apostle Clay is going to come in tomorrow, and she will be right back on Monday. Amen.
Yes.
So we'll keep it going for next week, Apostle. Do what you have to do out there. God is good, and God is going to keep it all. Amen. God is going to give us everything we need to do. We got to do. Amen. All right. Amen. Just wait. I see you now. I hear you now. If you want to say something, go right ahead. Apostle is out there working. And Apostle, if it's all right with you, if you want to say a few words, if it's all right with you, because I know he's out there, and maybe you want to disconnect from the line right now. I don't know. Apostle, is it okay for him to say a few words if you want to? Because we were about to close. Oh, he disconnected. Apostle is disconnected, Deacon. He's disconnected. So if you want to say, we're still on Black Talk, though. But actually, we're not. Actually, we're not. Apostle, we're still on Block Talk? Okay, Deacon, go ahead. If you got a few words, go ahead.
Amen.
You're still on Blog Talk Radio. That's up to you now. I'm not trying to push you to do it. That's up to you. I just don't want to leave you out if you have something to say.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, pray the Lord. Y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. He hung up from the line, so.
Oh, okay.
He's not there.
Pray the Lord. Pray the Lord. Pray the Lord and thank God. Thank God on the word. What has received on today. Thank God for a beautiful day. It's partly cloudy. Yes, I understand that we weren't able to have our study because my lights went out last night. And blinked out twice. And right on, my mother was at home, and she was came home, and she would do a little cooking. She was cooking macaroni and cheese, and we had some cornbread. All of a sudden, light went out last night. It stayed on for about it went off about 7 something. It came back on at 8 o'clock last night. It didn't stay that long. And we called the fourth county, they came up, they came, I think a line was out. I think they came up there and they fixed it. They fixed the line and they passed the light back on. And I just say I enjoyed what I heard on today, but it was also the word of God, and make all the tenants blessed on the word which they received in the name of Jesus. We pray you just keep on doing the will of God. He will bless you many more. What's that been saying?
Thank you so much for your encouragement all the time. I really appreciate that. I receive that, what you're saying to us. Thank you so much, man of God. And we love you very much. Don't ever forget that. Amen. Go right ahead. Deacon Frazier. All right. Well, I guess you have to go to work. So we're just going to go ahead and close the line. Thank you so much, Deacon Frazier. Apostle, Bishop, close the line, please, sir.
With the strength of God, protect us. In the sense of God, the love of God direct us. May the will of God cover us.
Yes,
from
Lord.
This day and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Okay. So long, everybody. We'll see you all next time, same place, in Jesus Christ's name when he says so. Okay. Bye-bye.